Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg, and who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, this is David Frankham, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Troubles are bubbles, and bubbles are soap. So there is no reason for people to mope.
Ed Robertson with a reminder that Jim McCrell will join us at the top of the hour. We'll be able to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Greg Garibar is with us as we continue our look at recently released DVD, Blu-ray, and streaming titles that we think you will find of interest. What else do you have for this week, Greg?
Let's talk about another person who brightened our lives and brought sunshine into the day, and that would be the effervescence of Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple's storybook was a Sunday night staple back in the day.
Yes. Yes. It's not a show that everybody remembers because it ran in 58, and then there were reruns in 59. Many of those were live. And then it came back in 60, 61 in living color on NBC. I believe it was one of the first color shows that came from the Burbank studio. I'm not totally sure about that. But it is a marvelous moment in family television, hosted by somebody who, you know, if you can't get Walt Disney on Sunday, you got Shirley.
I remember Shirley Temple storybook in the sense that, according to Jack Kelly, in one of the last interviews he gave before he died in 1992, Shirley Temple storybook was one of the shows that killed Maverick.
Was it really?
Yes.
Steamroller Shirley.
Yes, Steamroller Shirley. I mean, I'm going off memory here. I believe in the final season that Maverick was on, the which was 61, 62, ABC moved it up from 7:30 to 6:30. And so it ran against the Shirley Temple Theater, and Maverick was coming in third.
Well, you know, that's the same thing that hurt the Jetsons, because they put the Jetsons on Sunday night because they thought it was a sure thing and it was extremely expensive for network TV. And they put it up against Disney and Dennis the Menace and Lassie, you know, so it's hard to make that choice. And in those days, you didn't say, oh, well, watching the reruns, it'll probably run forever, which the Jetsons did. But you also figure, you know, there was no home video. You had to make that one choice, that you didn't know Dennis the Menace would also be around, and most of Disney's materials would too.
And by that point, James Garner had left Maverick, which has been documented many times, including my own book, Maverick: Legend of the West. Once James Garner left the show, a good chunk of the audience left with him.
Well, it's got to happen when you've got a lead that people become. That's the continuity of TV.
Yeah.
When you change the lead, you're taking a big chance. That's what Wise Guy did, remember? Mm-hmm. They changed, and the replacements were excellent, but it wasn't the same chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
It just changes things.
The other reason I remember Shirley Temple Theater, and this has more to do with TV Confidential than anything else, but our mutual friend David Frankham appeared in one of the stories depicted on Shirley Temple's storybook, and if I remember correctly, I don't think it was. I remember he talked about it. I don't remember whether it was one of the first things he did for network television, but I remember he talked about it when he visited us a few years ago.
Yeah, and he spoke, of course, very. I can't imagine. I've never heard anybody say that it was anything but a pleasure to work with Shirley Temple. Like Loretta Young, she didn't take to speaking naughty words on the set.
Right.
But that was about it with her. But the show, and she supervised the scripts, and it really was her show and an NBC production. I also can tell you that there were 5 hardcover books from Random House that were connected with the show. Beautiful, beautiful books with pictures of her with her family on the back, with her reading stories. It is the truth this is probably speaks well of children who are brought up reading. That really had an influence on her life, because you got to figure between takes and stuff, she read a lot of books. And as a matter of fact, she read all the Oz books, even though she never played Dorothy. She really did want to in The Wizard of Oz. And every Christmas, the tradition was in the early part of the 20th century, a new Oz book would come out. And she read them all. And there are pictures of her reading various books, including those on her shelf. I've seen a picture with them on her shelf. And in this series, she does get to do an Oz story that is very rarely dramatized, called the Land of Oz, which is the second book. And it's the show is very sweet and nice and very young child friendly, very early television. So there's not a spark of cynicism, as Herb Tarlick's wife Lucille would say. It's wholesome family entertainment. So
that's a very good Edie McClurg, Greg.
I love Edie McClurg. Gosh, she's so good. You know, that's, they mentioned talk about Little Mermaid, and Edie McClurg was great in that. She had just a small role arguing with the chef, and it's like, it's Edie McClurg. I'm probably the only one in the theater going, Edie McClurg. But anyway, but boy, I'll tell you, when you talk about great character actors of the day, sometimes in roles you don't expect them to be in as well, but some that they're just made to play. Sterling Holloway plays Jack Pumpkinhead, and it's Sterling Holloway, and he's got this pumpkinhead on, but it's Sterling Holloway. You know who it is. And Agnes Moorehead is in a couple of them. She plays Mombi the Witch in Land of Oz, and she's also in the slightly more grown-up A House of the Seven Gables, which is kind of like if Shirley Temple was in Dark Shadows without Barnabas. It's a gothic story, and that one has Robert Culp in it, and there's a lot of the big actors of the day, especially big TV actors of the day in them, some of them are musical. Not all of them are musical. Babes in Toyland was the big Christmas show for 1960. And she being a friend of Walt Disney's, in fact, there are photographs of her at Disneyland. She was the special guest when they opened the interior of Sleeping Beauty Castle. That really cool walkthrough diorama that they have, it's there now. It's been refreshed and modernized, but the fact that you could walk around inside the castle to me is just so cool. Mm-hmm. Well, she was there for the grand opening of that with her family, and she was dressed in a way that suggested a scene in trying to think of which. I know Shirley Temple fans will tell me. I don't think it's Little Princess, but she had a dream sequence. It may have been Little Princess, where she dreamed she was a princess, and there was a whole sequence there, and she had her handmaidens, and they were really reenacting that at Disneyland. But within a year, she was doing fairy tales and literature on her own show. And many of these were curated by her own company when she was with us, and they were put onto DVDs, and the DVDs are still being sold. There's about 11 of them. She actually does Little Mermaid. That's one of the shows that she's in. And There's Pippi Longstocking, one of the earliest dramatizations of Winnie the Pooh with puppets, mm-hmm. and Ted Eccles when he was young playing Christopher Robin. And these are the Baird marionettes, which before the Muppets were probably the most famous Muppet puppet troupe besides Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. They were on Broadway and on the New York stage a lot. Some of the people from the Bairds went to the Muppets, and they were most famously in the Lonely Goatherd sequence of The Sound of Music. And so that's who does. And this is years before Walt Disney had released the first Winnie the Pooh short. This was like 60, 61, and the first Winnie the Pooh and the Honey Tree was 66. So people, you know, people forget that the Pooh stories were in books and they were known, but they weren't the mainstream thing that they are now and that they became. It's very sweet. It's very lovely. It's very simple. She comes out almost like Loretta Young, all dressed up in a beautiful gown, and introduces it. This is the NBC studio. In a few minutes, it'll be filled with all of this magical stuff, and these things will be happening. They also put together a soundtrack album of sorts. It was released on CD, but the CD is hard to find. However, what's wonderful about this, if you haven't seen them, or if you haven't seen them since you were a kid, or you didn't even know Shirley Temple had a TV show, want to show something that is very, very kid-friendly to kids. I mean, it's just very, very nice. It's nice stuff. You can find these downloadable on Spotify. You can find the whole album. And you can also go to your favorite streaming service and you can find these episodes, because they are all now available on like Amazon and things like that. But the DVDs, and I got mine in a nice little slipcase. My kids watched them growing up, and they're on videotape, so they look very TV. They look almost The Reluctant Dragon with Jonathan Harris. I mean, The Reluctant Dragon, and he sings. You know, he's in two episodes, too. That looks kind of Sid and Marty Croft-like. You know, but this is 10 years before the Crofts were doing their series. So it has that kind of look to it. Totally, totally looks artificial and staged. But you just suspend your imagination and you just say, oh, it's Shirley Temple. Let's just sit back and enjoy.
Shirley Temple Storybook, The Show That Killed Maverick, is available on DVD, Amazon.com. You should be able to find it. And as Greg mentioned, some of the soundtracks are available, audio, Spotify, wherever you can find audio. You can enjoy Greg Airbar's standalone podcast, The Funtastic World of Hannah and Barbara, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find podcasts. Jim McCrell will join us when we come back for hour number two of TV Confidential. Please stay with us. One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and Vegan and Veggie, that are restaurant quality with such premium ingredients as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, and which are all ready to heat and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb roasted mushrooms, while their three bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. Factor Meals is celebrating Earth Day all throughout the month of April, so be sure to look for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Factor Meals is the perfect solution for fast, upscale, ready-to-eat meals. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear,
have thoughts on this week's program or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.